Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek He, Mishnah Yod. In Mishnah Het of this Perek, we learned that if a small amount even of Yayin Nesech falls into a large amount of wine that was permitted, that small amount would prohibit the entire mixture. Here we'll also bring down the view of another Tana who says that there's still a way to figure out a way to benefit. Mishnah says, Yayin Nesech Shenafal Abor Kulo Asur Behana'a. If Yayin Nesech falls into a giant vat of permitted wine, the entire mixture becomes prohibited to benefit from. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Yimaker kulo levet kochavim, chutz min debe yayin nesech shebo. Says Rashbag, there's a way to gain benefit from this wine. You don't have to get rid of all of it. There's a way to actually fix the situation. The entire mixture is allowed to be sold, but you have to minus the value of the Nesech wine that was poured in. You're receiving money only for the amount of wine that was permitted over here. You'd have to minus the rest of the prohibited wine from that calculation. So let's say you had $100 worth of wine that was permitted and $2 of prohibited wine fell in. So now there's more liquid over there. So when you're selling the $102 worth of wine, you wouldn't be able to sell it for $102. You'd be only able to sell it for $100, only receiving benefit from whatever was permitted before the mixture took place.